now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Yes, hello and welcome to this week's Shout Out. I'm Matthew Tosh.
And I'm Mitch McMorrow. And today on the show, we are high on life.
Speak for yourself. Yes, Alan Coulthard will be here to talk to us about the High on Life project. And we have an exclusive track from the project.
And we'll look at take a look ahead at the World AIDS Day, and we'll be talking about staying safe online.
Log into your brain, set your hearing permission to Shout Out, and stay with us for the next hour. Right, now, there was a should have been a little button on my screen. Right, I have to get Terry beatboxing in the background. Hello, Terry, how are you doing?
I think Mitch did it very, very well without me, yes.
You'd have never known, would you? So are we all well this week?
Yes.
Jolly good?
Yes, despite it was a dreadful traffic this evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we don't talk about that. This is Bristol. You don't expect anything different, do you?
That's very true.
And also, I've got my bike, so I can just zip through and everyone gets jealous.
Well, it's all right for some, isn't it? It's all right for some. Now, I'm sure last time I was in here, it was light outside when I did the show.
It was.
It's dark now.
I know, and it gets dark about 4:30, and it's really kind of makes you want to just go, right, okay, isn't it time to hibernate? Don't we have to hibernate now? Isn't it time?
Maybe. Are you in the hibernating mode? You're wrapped up there in a cardigan.
I just literally physically, I know you can't see me on the radio, but I physically wrapped my cardigan around me because I did think hibernation.
Very good.
Wouldn't that be great?
I quite like the winter months, though. I'm one of those people, I rather enjoy all the seasons, and I'm very pleased that I live in a seasonal country, you see.
Right,
I do like the winter. And I know some people who really love the winter and struggle with summer, so, you know.
Each to
horses for courses, isn't it?
It is. I like the autumn, but then it's quite a busy period for me. I've just come out of my busy period, so trying to relax a little bit now.
All your pyrotechnic.
Yeah. It was a bit busy.
Activities.
Yeah, for some reason everyone wants fireworks at the beginning of November. I haven't worked that one out yet.
But wasn't it beautiful? I mean, I do think the autumn sun gives off
this stunning,
beautiful light, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And there's nothing quite like it. And you just look at the trees and the colours. And I do agree with
you. Can I make a request, though, for people driving, that you keep your sunglasses in the vehicle? Because the number of people I've seen, you know, driving along with their eyes closed because the sun is low in the sky.
It's that angle it hits at you.
And then there's all these accidents.
Steady, people. Steady.
So Terry is beaming. A bright star in our news department. You'll be in a little bit later with our headlines.
And I look forward to it.
You're doing tonight's feature as well about internet safety.
We're having a discussion, about staying safe online, hate speech online, and what to do about it, and security online. Yes, absolutely.
Well,
that's a good call.
Be a very interesting conversation a little bit later. Now, a couple of days ago, this is not a very interesting story in itself, but a couple of days ago, I got completely lost track of where we were in the days and of the week, and I got my tyres checked out because there was a problem with the tyres, and the garage said, when did you last have your tyres done? I said, a couple of weeks ago. Went home, had a look at the invoice, and it actually was the beginning of September. I can't believe how quickly the month is
going.
You
blinked, didn't you, Matthew?
I blinked, and we're whizzing through November, and we're heading rapidly towards December. And, of course, the 1st of December is World AIDS Day.
It is, yes.
It is, yeah. It is.
See what I did there?
Yes, and I saw that link. Yeah.
A lovely segue, a true professional.
Segue, sorry, that's the official, the official term. I said link, you said segue.
And indeed, 30 years, I believe, since the first World AIDS Day was proclaimed by the United Nations. So
amazing. I believe it was set up by two people. Well, actually, before we go any further, we should introduce and welcome to the show Andy Hall.
Hello, everyone.
Sorry, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're going to be talking to us about what's coming up in Bristol, aren't you? You've got some information there.
I have some events for you for World AIDS Day and the couple of weeks leading up to.
Yeah, a bit of a what's on there.
Yes. So shall we start with the first events, which is happening this weekend, in fact.
Okay.
And you've got the Bristol Bear Bar have a World AIDS Day takeover. And they're doing lots of events over the weekend. So that's Saturday and Sunday evening from 7 p.m. And also on Sunday, Castle Coombe have a 10K race for Brigstow. And if you raise £20.50 to enter, you can go and take part in the race, or you can go and spectate for free. So
amazing.
It gives you something there. And then the other events then go into next week, and it goes sort of towards the end of next week. And you've got a Promote project, which is reviewing a year of PHE HIV Innovation Fund project, which is targeting men who sell sex to men. And this event is happening at the Arts House in Stokes Croft between 12 and 2. Yeah. And that's free to enter as well.
Lovely venue, the Arts House. That's
yes,
a really
yeah.
nice place. Yeah,
yeah. It's really quite calm in there, isn't it?
It's good to have those sorts of spaces to do events
absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then you have, this one is for our listeners around the Bradley Stoke area, for Bradley Stoke FM and other people. There are a World AIDS event at the Bristol and Bath Science Park at Emerson's Green on Tuesday the 27th of November, and that's between 6 and 8 p.m. And that's hosted by the Brigstow and Eddystone Trust to talk about people who are living with HIV and HIV prevention, to celebrate the 30 years in South Gloucestershire. So that might be quite interesting for those people in the north of our region.
I like that. It's like a regional preview of what's coming up.
It is indeed. And actually, there's another event at UWE that week as well. On the 28th, there's a screening called 120 BPM, which is a film screening and panel discussion, which is hosted by UWE and Unison. And contact for that is Matthew McLeod at UWE. ac.uk to get information about how to book that one. And then on the 29th here on Shoutout, there's a big takeover where you can join Polly and Allard for an evening of Brigstow taking over Shoutout.
Indeed, we're handing over the airwaves to Brigstow.
Yeah, that should be really good, because they've got loads of stuff that happens at Brigstow, and it's a really good service as well. So
it's a good service, but they're also really good fun.
Yeah, they are.
They're very informative people, and they do some very important work, and the humour and the passion and the humanity they bring to it, I find particularly inspiring. So I should be looking forward to that show.
Well, that'll be really good. And also on that same day, there's a film screening and question and answer session, which is called After 82, and that's taking place at the Ardolfini, and I shall be thinking about going along to that one. And that's got the guy who is called Jonathan Blake, who is the person who is number two in the country with HIV. He was the first
that's the
person
character that was
In the Pride film.
In the Pride
yes.
film, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's he's right. actually speaking at that event, which is why I find that's really interesting. His story is quite fascinating.
So he was the second person to be diagnosed.
Yes.
Right?
The second person to be diagnosed.
Because they gave people numbers, didn't they?
Yeah.
They
did. At the very beginning,
How fantastic that he's still with us as well to be sharing his story.
And it's
fantastic.
I think he's been living with it for something like about 35 years, because his diagnosis is actually quite early on.
Yes.
I think it's 82 or 83 his diagnosis.
So he's really looked after himself, hasn't he?
He has, so also on that week, there's a HIV and the Arts Literature Festival, and that's happening Friday the 30th of November at the Life Sciences Building on St Michael's Hill, which is as part of the University of Bristol, and that's happening between 2 and 4, and that's another free event to attend. And then you've also got, very quickly, you've got Club Night and Cabaret Temptation at the Queen's Shilling on the Friday the 30th. And then you've got the procession on the 1st of December, which starts at College Green at 5 o'clock on the 1st of December, and then heads on to the Watershed. And then finally, there's also on the 1st of December, Don't Tell Your Mother, World AIDS Day 30th Anniversary Fundraiser, and that is from 10 p.m. And you need to see their website for details, because they haven't announced a venue yet.
Ooh, exciting stuff. All those events are listed on the Brigstow website. The website address for the Brigstow project?
Is Brigstow... Sorry, I haven't got the website address with me.
It's brigstow.org.uk.
I think thank you.
And it will be on our website.
It will be on our website. And just a reminder, you heard Andy say there will be a World AIDS Day special shout out on Thursday the 29th of November with Polly Thiedem and Alid Osborne, who you may know are regular voices on the Brigstow 5 podcast, which we feature once a month in the My 5 part of the show. So thanks again to Andy Hole for giving us a preview of how Bristol will be marking World AIDS Day. Fantastic stuff.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
young Mr. Ezra there.
I like that song.
It's good, isn't it?
It's got a kind of little funky beat there.
It's got, got a thing, yeah. Have you seen the video for it?
No, I haven't.
Very
no.
good. It's a weird sort of two-dimensional plane, and he's sort of coming out of different halves of it. Looks like he's in the bath at one point. Anyway, I digress. talking of music, though, we've got a DJ mixer. Alan Coulthard has joined us. He has been on the show before, talking about various music projects. Alan, welcome to the show again.
Hi, Matthew.
It's good to have you in the studio.
Mitch. Hi.
Now, you're going to be talking to us about another project going on. What have you been up to since we last saw you?
Well, quite a lot, actually. I think last time I saw or came in, it was just after my trip to the summer pride at Mas Palomas in Gran Canaria.
That's right.
And I'd actually gone on stage and spoken a bit in Spanish as well as English, and we played the Spanish version of Stronger Together.
Mm.
And actually, I went there last week for the Winter Pride and played the video as well. I didn't actually go on stage this time, but the video for Stronger Together was played, and we're hoping to re-release it early next year. So it hasn't died yet, Stronger Together. And of course, the charity is equally important as it's always been. The Chechnya issue just doesn't seem to go away and doesn't seem to be resolved. So not only am I trying to raise awareness, but obviously to raise money for that cause, and I'm sure you'll agree it's a very important cause, and we need to keep pushing really to raise money for that, and that's the aim behind the charity record.
I think it's testament to your hard work that it's still in the public domain, actually. That's it's still proving successful, so I hope it carries on. Really do.
Thank you.
Hope it carries on.
How far has it come, do you think, the Chechnya issue? I'm going to put it in inverted commas.
I still think there's a problem there. We keep seeing terrible stories in the news about what's happening in Chechnya and LGBT people being persecuted still, and quite dreadful stories. And I'm not sure we've gone that much further from where we were a year ago. Mm. There's certainly some countries in the world that seem to be taking in refugees, but there doesn't seem to be a lot happening in this country, to be honest.
Right.
So I'm hoping to raise even more awareness of that, as well as raising money.
Yeah, because it's not even that. It's, you know, you say the numbers, but actually they're saying, what, 100 people, you know, were tortured and imprisoned. I mean, in the bigger scheme of things, 100 people doesn't sound like a lot to support, especially in this country as well. You know, I'm sure there's space for us to welcome refugees.
Well, one would have thought so. I think it's a political issue as well, isn't it?
Of course.
It's interfering with a foreign government, I suppose, and some countries hesitate and others don't.
Yeah. And did you think it's got anything to do with that, like the Brexit? Kind of, you know.
Oh, possibly.
I know. Oh,
thorny issue.
Oh, don't talk about Brexit. Sorry.
I think we should move on to the new project. Now, this new project, High on Life, what's this all about?
Well, basically, I decided that I've done the charity record now. I'm going to concentrate really in terms of charity on events. And I'll come back to some events that I'm planning in the future as well. But I want to turn my attention now in terms of recording to my own project, really, which I've wanted to do for some time, which is basically to work with lots of other singers. I don't sing myself. And look at classic records, current records, old records, and perhaps a different spin on the record, such as producing a record in a different language, or with a male singing instead of a female, turning a pop record into a disco record. So, I mean, it's done before with other producers. They've done their own project, and I just thought I'd give it a go. And the first project is working with a very talented actor and singer called Lee Gilbert. So my project is called High on Life, basically, which is going to be the name, but it'll be featuring lots of different singers. And some of these singers will be well known in my locality in Wales. Lee is very well known in that area, but maybe not sort of internationally yet. Others may be already sort of quite famous. And others may be just people I've spotted in a local karaoke bar, because I do hang out with my mobile phone. And
do you find that when you go into venues, sort of almost like you're scouting, or your radar's going for possible talent?
Certainly in Cardiff, where I actually live, I think I'm relatively well known for just sitting in going to these bars and karaoke bars and just recording. And you never know, really. You can spot some amazing talent that's completely undiscovered.
Just talk me through the process, because I'm curious. When you, do you have a sort of a list of songs in your head that you want to go through? Or do you see and hear somebody and think, oh, I know what that would work with? What's the process there?
It is a list of songs. I mean, I've got a list on my laptop of about 30 songs, which I've mean a lot to me, because I think you mentioned that I started off as a DJ in the 80s and started working with some other people on a project called Disco Mix Club and DMC, it's now called, and then got into remixing for people like Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson. But this is really the first time I've gone into sort of production, actually producing things from scratch, recording vocals, and actually find it quite exciting. So it's just an opportunity for me to go back to all my favorite songs and redo them rather than remix somebody else's song. So it's in fact the shoe is on the other foot, really, because I'm actually remixing some of the songs I produced. I'm getting other people to remix them and putting another spin on my production, so I can see it from a different angle.
Quite strange experience in some respects.
Very much so, yes. It's happened. I've had one or two through now, and I find it quite exciting, actually, to see how somebody else's interpretation on one of my productions. And there should be a lot more remixes coming of all the songs. And I'm hoping to produce enough for an album at some point. So watch this space.
Yeah, so I like the sound of these, like the different versions that you've got going on, especially with the different, like the swapping gender role with the songs singing. And is that something that you might find in a more in a LGBT environment, or is it something that happens in karaoke?
I think probably both, actually. I must admit, Lee, I spotted Lee singing This Is Me, which is a song you're going to hear shortly, in a bar in Cardiff. I mean, I'd known him before, but I've only recently started working with him, and he sang as a male This Is Me, which is obviously initially a female song, and I just thought it was brilliant, you know, and that's why I wanted to work with him. But not only have we got a male singing a female song, but I've actually done a few different types of versions. So there's one with a soul-to-soul type backbeat, and there's one also with sort of a house beat, because I'm quite surprised, actually, that there are no other cover versions of this song yet. And there is also supposed to be a remix album for The Greatest Showman coming out. I think it's within the next few days, so the timing seems quite good.
Yeah.
I mean, that initial song, isn't it, at the start, that Hugh Jackman does, that's really, you can see new people trying to sing that are very difficult because of his tenor voice, and, you know, he's got a very, very strong voice, but at the beginning. So that song is a bit spoilt because we've got Hugh Jackman singing it initially.
This
Is Me is fantastic.
Yeah, that's the big song, I think, and that will go down probably as one of the songs of the year, although it didn't actually win the Oscar. Many people think it should have done. But I've seen it so many times, sung so many times, some well, some not so well. But I think the message of the song, equality, people, it doesn't matter what you look like, whether you're fat, thin, if you have a disability, you should be treated the same way. And I think when I read the lyrics of This Is Me, I just thought I would have to do something with this song, because it represents a lot of the trials I've been through as well. So
the songs on your list, your target
list,
the meaning could actually be in the lyrics as well. Is it possibly meaning something to you?
Yes, definitely. It could be a song that I've loved the lyrics for. It could be a song I've remixed in the past. Maybe it's very difficult to get hold of now, and I'm just going to do a new version of it. It's still early stages. I say I have got a list, but we'll see how far.
We're not pressing you to release the list. No. I was more interested in that sort of process that you go through, really.
Yeah. I mean, I think the link is a song that means something to me, either the lyrics, maybe musically, something that I've worked on in the past, or just something I've heard in a bar and I love. It has a message that I can empathise with.
And where do you make your... Oh, sorry, Mitch.
No, I was just going to say that sounds really important that it resonates with you as well, and in terms of what you're listening to and how you can go, oh, well, that relates to me, so actually that might relate to lots of other people as
yes.
well.
Yes, I mean, I've been through a lot of experiences in my life, probably similar to lots of other people, battles I faced myself, both... being a gay man and also other matters I've dealt with in my life. So I'm not alone in that regard, obviously. And I just want to share my experience with other people through the medium of music, because music is really very important to me and always has been.
Mm, fantastic.
Amazing stuff. Do you make your music available online for people to buy? If so, where will people find it?
Well, Stronger Together is available on the Energize website, which is energizerecords.com.
Okay.
And I haven't got a website myself yet, although it may well happen in the next few months. I tend to use social media. So Twitter, I'm at Living Prej, and I also have an Instagram account under my name, Coulthard Alan, and I'm Alan Coulthard on Facebook. So
if people search for Alan Coulthard online, they should be able to...
Yeah.
The reason I ask, obviously, we've got a track that we're about to play, and people might... want to find it, you see, that's why I was asking.
Exactly. Well, I have to say that it's not available yet, so you have the world exclusive.
This is exclusive.
Indeed.
I'm so excited.
So you cannot buy it yet, but very soon there will be an opportunity to buy it, but I can't give you any links at the moment to it.
So this is the dance version that we're going to hear of This Is Me. And I think we should get Alan to introduce it, don't you?
You should introduce it, Alan.
I'm standing by on the button, but yeah, how would you introduce it if back in your DJ days, if you were about to drop it in the club?
Right, okay, that's a lot of pressure. So this is the new single by High On Life, featuring Mr. Lee Gilbert. And this is the song of the year, This Is Me, reinterpreted by myself and Lee. And this is the dance version. I hope you like it.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Lee Gilbert there with the dance version of This Is Me, produced by Alan Coulthard, who's with us now.
Oh, fantastic that was.
Thank you, Matthew.
Very good. You've got one. Thanks for coming in today. You got a bit more information for us.
Yeah, just I wanted to plug my events, actually, because I'm moving into events with the charity side. I've had one in Cardiff already in April at the Golden Cross in Cardiff. And I'm really looking forward to one in Weston in 2 weeks' time, just over 2 weeks time, on the 30th of November. That's a Friday night at Proud Bar, and I'm organizing it in conjunction with the Western Pride boys and girls. And the event actually has two amazing artists coming, which are Angie Brown and Susanna D, both of whom sing on Stronger Together, the record, both of whom are very well known. Angie's done Western Pride in the past. Susie has been on TV shows such as the All Together Now show. She was a judge on that, and she sings with Jay McDonald as a backing singer. So both are amazing singers, and I'm really hoping as many people as possible come down to Proud Bar on the 30th of November. It's a ticket only event. There's only 100 capacity, so the tickets may well go. So don't delay before buying your ticket, and you can go onto the Proud Bar website, or if you follow me on social media, there'll be lots of opportunities to buy tickets.
Okay, that's Proud for the event. In Cardiff, isn't it? Yeah.
Weston. Proud is in Weston, New Bar, run by Nigel Bryars, who organises the Western Pride.
Indeed.
Very quickly, 50% of the money is for Chechnya, and the other 50% will be for the North Somerset LGBT+ Forum for young people with mental health issues.
Okay. Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Alan Coulthard, there for coming in, and good luck with the event.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Time now to get some news.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday the 15th of November. Channel 4's popular series Great Canal Journeys has seen Prunella Scales and Timothy West travel the length and breadth of Britain in their narrowboat, learning about the crucial role that the canal network played in the development of the Industrial Revolution and the growth of many towns. In their episode last weekend, the pair learned how the Manchester Canal, along the well-known Canal Street, has for the last 30 years formed a backdrop to the city's gay and trans nightlife. The programme goes out on Sunday evenings and Wednesday nights, and is also available on catch-ups.
services. Media website Digital Spy reports that one of the country's most popular female DJs is to host the prestigious BBC Radio 2 Drive Time slot. Radio 2 is the country's most listened to network, and Sarah Cox will be moving into the top-rated Going Home slot in the new year. Ms. Cox started her national media career in the middle 1990s as co-host of the Channel 4 programme The Girlie Show, which championed the decade's upfront girl power phenomenon. She's also been a presenter of the Sounds of the 80s programme for the BBC. Alternative and community-based newspaper B247, whose ethical approach to business is now being copied by other innovative entrepreneurs, has its November issue out now. Of particular interest to LGBT plus communities will be the feature on the Old Vic's gender-busting performance of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, and a lengthy picture feature on Old Market after the Bristol area was nominated by a national paper as the most desirable place to live in the UK. Funnily enough, this piece fails to mention the area's many gay businesses, preferring instead to focus on the more upmarket boutiques that have opened there. B247 is available across the greater Bristol area from shops, community spaces and libraries. The Halifax Building Society has nailed its proverbial colours to the mast and is displaying a large windows display in its Broadmead branch in rainbow flag colours. The sign affirms the Society's support for the LGBT plus communities. The Halifax is owned by the Lloyds Banking Group, which has already made headway in representing the diversity of British society. Recent television and cinema commercials for Lloyds have featured same-sex couples as well as disabled people, people with Down syndrome and older people. And finally, the election at the end of October of President Bolsonaro in Brazil is analysed in the Marxist newspaper, The Weekly Worker. The far-right demagogue represents a threat to many groups in society, the paper argues, ranging from women through to indigenous Brazilians, whose homeland in the ecologically sensitive north of the country he has vowed to exploit. As LGBT groups have noticed, his pronouncements against gender and sexual minorities have spurred a frenzy of attacks by his supporters, including several murders. And the international campaign network AllOut.org has started a petition for the country's Supreme Court to protect the LGBT community. Meanwhile, The Weekly Worker notes that much of Bolsonaro's rhetoric is neo-fascist and questions whether his election will see the country return to the dark days of its 1970s dictatorship, when many people, including LGBTs, were murdered by the state. Meanwhile, another left-wing paper, The Socialist Appeal, argues that the label fascism for Bolsonaro is not correct, stating the Brazilian working class has not been defeated. In fact, it has not yet started to move in any significant way. Well, for these news stories and many more, you can visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt. And for Shoutout News this evening, I've been Terry Starr.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
And you heard Pink and What About Us there. Moving on to internet security now and staying safe online. Time to welcome Terry back. You've swapped your hats now.
I have. I've swapped hats and I've swapped microphones as well.
Lovely.
So well, hopefully I'm modulating nice and beautifully this evening.
Terry's just trying everything out in the studio.
He's moving about. So staying safe online.
Yes. I mean, it's an important issue for our communities. A 2012 community survey for the magazine Community Marketing found that 27% of gay men and 18% of lesbians, so apologies to bi and trans people, they weren't included in this survey, are early adopters of new technology products within what marketers called their peer lifestyle network. So the internet is obviously something we were getting involved in very early on in its development. In fact, our own Andy Thomas ran one of the very first internet networks, audio networks, a streaming station called Mancast FM at the end of the 90s. One day we'll get some recordings and relive them for old time's sake.
Oh, yeah, and of course Mary did the Missing Lesbians website as well. Indeed, so that was a way of linking women together.
Indeed, indeed. And smartphone ownership amongst gay and lesbian customers is a third more than the national US average, with 87% of LGBT people owning a smartphone compared to 62% of the rest of the American population. So we are early adopters.
We're technologically switched on, is what
you're
saying.
We are online. Yeah, we're there. On the net. But it's important to protect your profile and protect yourself from hate speech, because unfortunately these things do happen to the LGBT community, and they come from all sorts of directions. We've heard a lot in news over the last 6 months about the targeting, for example, of trans people. There's been a lot of transphobic articles in the press. Some people within the LGBT communities as well have perhaps not been as friendly towards the trans community as they perhaps could have been. So that there's been an issue there with trolling online. Now, some information from the anti-violence charity Gallup, which older people like myself will remember was the London Gay Policing Project originally. You know, they say if you're not open about your LGBT identity, be very careful with how you operate on the internet. Review your privacy settings on Facebook and Twitter. Learn about the privacy and security settings on your social networks and tailor them to the information level of sharing that you want. So share it with your friends and maybe not your colleagues if you're not out at work, or members of your family and so on. Enable instant notification. Activate text or email notifications so you can decide which posts and photos involving you are posted publicly. That's a very important one.
That is an important one. So you take something like Facebook and people tagging you in photos, I get a little thing that flags up and says, you know, so-and-so's tagged you, and you have to grant permission or say, actually, I don't want to be associated with that particular photo. So yeah, really good advice.
Yeah. And this one struck me as quite interesting, is periodically do a search for yourself on Google or whatever search engine you choose to use. Perform a routine internet search of your name and words such as LGBT or any words with which you wouldn't want to be associated, and see if anything comes up. And this
that's really interesting.
It is, isn't it? And it reminds me of, when we started Shoutout back in 2010, we did have a long discussion about whether we're going to use our real names on the air or whether we're going to use pseudonyms. And we decided that since so many guests, of course, come in and are very open about who they are, we thought we'd do the same. And we haven't really had any problems with that.
No.
But it is something worth doing, because I know one of my friends in the radio community actually said, I never knew you were involved in Shoutout. So obviously they'd look me up and, you know, and you could find that out, you see.
Yeah.
So if you find something you don't like online and you do a search for yourself, contact the website administrator in question and you can have that content altered or removed. And most website owners will oblige. So studies indicate that LGBT communities, we use the internet, as we've already said, and mobile apps for dating as well, in significantly higher proportions than single heterosexual people. Sharing too much information can backfire, however. So think before you act and be wary of communications that push you for any immediate action or ask for personal information. I mean, and that kind of, that would go for anybody as well.
Common sense, that is, really, isn't it?
This is really good advice for anybody, Terry, isn't it, really?
People online aren't always as they appear.
Exactly.
And I think that's something always to remember, especially if you're young, perhaps just coming out and you're using apps on the phone. I mean, I'm too old to use them, for heaven's sake, but you know, when you sort of swipe and people sort of like, you know, the man or woman of your dreams appears on the screen, it, you know, it's always best to be cautious and always best to be sensible.
And not to arrange to meet people from dating sites.
Absolutely.
Unless
right.
you're kind of completely...
Well, you know, I was having that...
publicly open in a space.
I was having this conversation only the other day with somebody. You may have seen in the news that there's a new lead on a case called Susie Lamplew, which myself and Mitch might remember from the 1980s. She was a young woman who was an estate agent, and she's never been found. She went missing in 1986, and there's a a charity in her name, which advises on public safety. And they would say to people, they do actually have a good page on LGBT Safer Meeting. And they do say, tell people, tell your friends, yeah, even if it's yes. just people on the gay scene, where you're going yeah. and who you're going yes. off with, if you've pulled, you know, on one of these apps or something. Yeah, so that's very exactly. important to remember.
I guess it's very difficult when hormones are raging and things like that. I mean, you get an infatuation with somebody and you think, oh, they're not, particularly if you've got these geolocation services like Grindr and Tinder and these sorts of, actually, is Tinder geolocation? I don't know. But the ones that, you know, you can work out how close
yes.
people are.
Yes.
You think, yeah, it's just around the corner, but you know, it's, yeah.
Oh,
it's,
someone's gay 20 yards away from me. It's like, oh, right, that's really scary.
What I used to do when I was younger and a student is I used to have a second mobile phone. It was just a really cheap mobile phone, a £10 mobile phone. And then I would arrange to meet someone in a public place, so like at a petrol station or outside a supermarket, so that then, in a way, you had somewhere where you could be very public
yes.
and just say, actually, yes. I don't feel comfortable with this, and there's no pressure on you, then you can just really walk away.
Yeah, exactly. I tell young people that all the time,
yeah.
that they need to not go on their own.
Yeah, well, it's not putting yourself at risk, is it? It's,
exactly.
It's the common sense thing, but that comes back to what I was saying. When the hormones are going, I guess common sense can quite easily fly out the window. So it's not putting yourself in those vulnerable situations.
And moving on slightly to hate crime, we just got a little bit of time to mention it. Be aware of hate speech online. This can include things, says our friends over at Gallup, trying to damage your reputation by making false comments about you, accusing you of things you haven't done, tricking other people into threatening you, or even stealing your identity. These are all things that can happen online. And if they do happen online, report them to the police and consult Gallup as well, which is GLALOP. Do a search for them online. They're an LGBT-run project. They've been going since 1983, and they specialise in all sorts of hate crime, including masses online stuff.
Yeah, so it's bullying, it's harassment, there's no place for it.
Lots of Acts of Parliament now cover this malicious communication, so yeah, it's very
even
important to remember.
I think Avon and Somerset Police have their own LGBT hate line.
They do.
They're available
yeah,
as well.
You can ask to speak to an LGBT officer.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, Terry, we'd love
so
to
just skim the surface.
We have.
Must do it in more detail sometime, but yeah.
Yes.
Really interesting.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much
very
for
important.
Providing us with that.
Not
and yeah, don't forget, plenty of advice and support out there online. If it happens to you, don't suffer in silence. Lady Gaga up next with Bradley Cooper.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with their track called Shallow. Mitch,
such
that sort of sent you over the edge, that one, didn't it?
Such a lovely film. It made me cry.
Oh, did it?
It was very emotional.
I've not seen it.
It was, yeah. But Lady Gaga is absolutely superb. You know, I've had a bit of a love-hate thing with her, but I think actually she was superb. She's so talented.
She's a really great show person as well.
Really comes across, like, you know, her music. Who as a musician and singer and actor.
Great stuff. Trans Day of Remembrance is coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is next week. So we've got a flag raising ceremony outside City Hall, and that's in partnership with quite a few of the LGBT community organisations and also the staff employees from Bristol City Council will be raising the flag ceremony at 12 o'clock, so a lunchtime event. And then I think in the Anson Rooms in the evening at the Students' Union, there'll be the vigil as usual, probably around 6 to 8 p.m., I think.
I was trying to find a time for that, actually, but
I think it's a bit tricky to find because you have to put the right date, and I don't think many people have actually. But if you go to the LGBT Health Forum website, it should be on there because they've just put out the newsletter. So for your clarity of times and venue, go to LGBT Health Forum.
But if you're able to get down to City Hall for lunchtime, the flag raising, I've been there for the flag raising in previous years, and it is it's quite a special moment.
It is.
I feel.
It is. It's also a way of just, you know, we've got to acknowledge and remember that, you know, many, many transgender folk throughout the year, you know, particularly women of colour as well, trans women of colour are subject to violence or actually get killed. throughout the year, and it's horrendous. The list is usually gets bigger every year, which is really, really sad. Really sad.
So, well, if you want to show your support for that, then 20th November yes. is the one for that.
Mm. It's important that we stand together on these days.
Indeed. We've got about just under a minute left. It's been a whistle-stop tour through cybersecurity, the Trans Day of Remembrance there. We've got we've talked about Alan Coulthard's new project, and it's been very interesting. Thank you, Terry, for your input this evening.
Well, you're more than welcome anytime.
Yes, and you were reading the news all on your very own sim as well, weren't you, Terry?
I was flying solo this week.
Everyone's away this week.
Yeah. They are. They're enjoying themselves.
And I would normally be reading it with you, but I'm over here.
You are on the other side of the desk.
The other side of the desk.
So, obviously, don't forget we're on 10 stations across the West Country and indeed nationwide. So hello to all our friends at Base Radio, Frome, Glastonbury, Bradley Stoke and Tiverton,
who's
second week of breaking into Devon, so we're really pleased
excellent.
About that. So
you almost rattle them off from memory.
Got well, to big up the Southwest.
That's all we have time for this week. But please remember, do stay safe if you're surfing online. There's lots of resources out there to help you.
And if you'd like to listen again to that piece, or indeed any of the previous shows, just head to shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Next week, we're coping at Christmas. Yes, I did just use the C word. Until then, thank you for being with us, and we look forward to your company next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.